Yo, 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 what's going on, guys? My name is Policy Q. Pow! Lo, you already know. Let's go. Welcome to the Come Up Entrepreneur, where I get to share with you guys my daily struggles and daily lessons in becoming the entrepreneur I was destined to become, and how you can too.
Stuff that's just very you.
Yeah, no, for sure.
You know, so you're really branding well.
No, I appreciate that. Because I think for the first time in my life, like, I just realized that I finally have created a brand that is just really tied in with my purpose. You know, I think, like, when I had that conversation with you in the car, when I shared with you guys, you know, the Come Up Entrepreneur, it just completely removes all of the ego. It pushes all the pride away. And it just leaves you with, you know, bottom line, it leaves you with, you know, I feel like I'm coming from a place of inspiration versus a place of let me get more sales, or let me get more leads, or let me look famous, or let me look cool, or let me have more authority. And for the and it just feels like it's just coming from a really, really awesome place. And I think that when people are building brands, people should come from that place. And I think that if you're building a brand that's not tied into your purpose, I think that even if it does work down the line, I think it comes with a lot of external pressures. You know, for example, for me, the Come Up Entrepreneur removes all external pressures because it's not based off of cars, it's not based off of luxury watches and money. And even though those things are great, and I've seen people build brands off of that, and they're cool and they're awesome and they're swaggy, for me personally, that comes with too much external pressure. I feel like I have to put my identity into those things, and I'd rather put my identity into this brand. Like, I feel like if for a brand to work, you have to really go all in, and you have to put your identity into the brand. And for the people who are making that lifestyle, the cars, the watches, they're putting that identity in. They have those cars, they have those watches. But for me, I don't want to put my identity in those things, because I know those things are here today, gone tomorrow kind of thing. So for me personally, I'd rather put my identity into my purpose, into a brand that the Come Up Entrepreneur, it has nothing to do with that. Number one, I'm always going to be on the come up. Number two, it has no external pressures. It comes with literally, it's coming with my purpose. You know, at the end of the day, I can live with that. I can be okay with that. If I lose it all, I'm still on the come up. If I get a lot of stuff and I make a lot of money, I'm still on the come up. I'm so protected with this brand. Like, I realize that this will never hurt me. Whereas in the past, I've built brands off of ego, off of my accomplishments, reputation, off of my success, my reputation, perception. Yeah. Exactly. And because of that, when things weren't going so good, guess what I was doing? I was hiding. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When I wasn't making the money I was no longer making, guess what I was doing? Not putting out content, because I was embarrassed. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When things took a bad turn, and I started going into a downward spiral, and it could have been a great opportunity to document and talk about and share with others the mistakes I made, I wasn't doing it because mm-hmm. I was embarrassed, because the ego was in the way, because, oh, I can't let people see that. But now, the Come Up Entrepreneur is about turning your daily struggles into daily lessons. So I feel so liberated with this brand, and that's the reason why I think that when people are choosing to build a brand, you know, let your brand be tied in with your purpose. Because if it's not tied in with your purpose and it's tied in with anything else, then I think people will experience those similar feelings that I experienced when I was building brands off of, you know, the wrong motives that were not tied in with my purpose. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Again, thank you so much for watching another episode of the Come Up Entrepreneur. I want you guys to know that what truly defines you is not the money in your bank account. It's not the accomplishments. It's not your accolades. It's not the amount of followers you have, but the struggles and challenges that you continue to overcome, that you continue to keep plowing forward, moving forward. To me, that's what truly defines you, my friend. So again, I really appreciate you taking the time to listen to this episode and listening to all the other episodes. So I also want to let you guys know, you guys can follow me on Instagram at
PAOLOCQ, PAOULOCQ. Hit me with a follow. I have an IGTV on there that you guys can watch my daily vlogs as I build my digital agency with my business partners, one challenge at a time. You guys can also follow me on Snapchat at Paolo, PAOULOCQ. And you guys can also follow me on my Facebook, which is Paolo CQ. All right. I really appreciate it. Appreciate you. And thanks a lot. You're the bomb.